Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I was unhealthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Hey, cattle producers, delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's what Superior Video Livestock Auction is all about. And Danny Jones says one of the exciting new ways they've got to bring the market to you is with SLA TV.
Beginning of last year, channel 997 on Dish, and everyone who has Dish Network can get that channel without any additional package. So we're pleased to have rolled that out, and it gives us the flexibility for growth to have auctions anytime we want.
Learn more at SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, another day and more position lost in the livestock complex as contracts were yet again painfully struck by the worry and uncertainty of the coronavirus yesterday. The slim support that the market had dabbled in at the midday yesterday, long gone as traders were set in a quick fire sell all, sell everything mindset. The worry of the coronavirus has now trickled into the cash market as light trade did develop in parts of both the north and south yesterday, but very light. The little support that was testing the feeder cattle market around the noon hour long disappeared, and contracts closed fully lower yesterday. The nearby contracts were taking the biggest hit, which makes sense that nearby markets would suffer the most, as deferred markets have more hope that some long-term understanding will be reached before they trade more actively. The hog market was able to test time and close with some nearby contracts slightly higher yesterday. April hogs were a nickel higher at $64.67. June was 25 cents lower at $79.70. On the grains at both winter wheat exchanges, following a very erratic session yesterday, after multiple rounds of heavy buying and heavy selling, March Chicago wheat closed with a perfect doji on Tuesday. The doji illustrates indecision by the trade on whether they want to own or sell prices at these levels. Price action moving forward will have a lot to say about whether this doji was a good indicator. Corn prices were a touch softer overnight, easing from yesterday's light gains, which was more about stabilizing from Monday's sell-off. March corn trading to the lowest level since mid-September on Monday was debilitating and will provide a target for subsequent contracts to shoot for if fundamentals do not change by the May and July delivery cycles. A mixed soybean complex overnight and soybean trade weaker, and are still trying to find their footing from early week drubbings. Products continue to trade weekly with both soy meal and soy oil calendar spreads hitting fresh contract lows or trying them on Tuesday. We'll check all the futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's what Superior Video Livestock Auction is all about. And Danny Jones says one of the exciting new ways they've got to bring the market to you is with SLA TV.
Beginning of last year, channel 997 on Dish, and everyone who has Dish Network can get that channel without any additional package. So we're pleased to have rolled that out, and it gives us the flexibility for growth to have auctions anytime we want.
Learn more at SuperiorLivestock.com.
At the close yesterday, April live cattle down 230, 112.95, June down 157, 105.80, March feeder cattle down 305, 132.97, April down 347, 134.12, April hogs up 5 cents, 64.67, May was up 10 cents, 71.97. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up 2 and 3 quarters yesterday, 455, May was up 2 and 3 quarters at 462, Chicago wheat, March up 2 and 3 quarters, 539, May was up 2 and a quarter, 537. March corn up a quarter penny, 372.5. May was up a quarter penny at 367.5. March soybeans up 4.75 at 879. And the May was up 5.75 at 888 and a quarter penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.